spiritbroadcast.com.
Listen to your spirit
within and without.
Now on spiritbroadcast.com, bringing you love and inspiration.
Your spiritual teacher and channeler,
Linda Dillon, with the Council of Love.
Good morning and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. Today we're very happy to welcome Saint Germain back to the show, and I imagine he has a lot to say because he's been so close and present lately, and there's so much going on. We're truly living through a unique phase of human evolution, and all of us have been participating in this dance, willingly or not. I'm very excited to be back and broadcasting live again, especially now when it feels like we're at another crossroad. Saint Germain is always a wonderful guest and guide, and this update should prove to be quite welcome. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie, and good morning, everybody. And yes, it's wonderful to be back live again and talking at this time of, especially with Saint Germain, transformation.
Exactly.
And we're at that point again where we're getting ready for another quantum leap.
Yes.
And I think many of us are feeling it. We're not feeling exactly or not getting the download of exactly what it looks like or where we're going, but we're all feeling that antsiness or that sensation, that intuition that something really big is cooking.
Yeah,
and
anticipation.
Anticipation and the willingness, the excitement of saying, yes, bring it on.
Yes, exactly. Just saying yes. I've gotten so many things in meditation lately that, the answer is just say yes and quickly.
And, you know, that's been the answer that they've been looking for, and they ask us again and again and again. I've been getting exactly the same thing. And let me tell you, while I was away on vacation, Mother Mary came with me. And it was interesting because she was talking to me about an expansion or a little shift in my assignment. But the question was, are you willing to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately, of course it was in the middle of the night again, but I said yes. And then she said no. She said, I really want you to think about this and all the implications of what I'm asking you, and then tell me your answer. I think sometimes we do say yes immediately without really thinking about what does it mean in practical terms of our everyday life.
Yes. It's funny you mention that because in meditation last week, I was asked, do you really want expanded awareness? And I thought, is this a trick question? Because why would I not want that? And then I was shown the enormous responsibility that it is and the awareness of so many things happening at once. And then I started to think that it could be overwhelming. But then I was given that we all are, there will be help given. You know, we will, like, as we merge with a group mind, okay, it's not just us anymore. So it won't be overwhelming and overstimulating. It'll just be what is. All we have to do is say yes.
It's the new normal, but yeah. I do think that sometimes we shy away because of that sense of, oh, no, don't give me more to do or don't give me more responsibility. But as we really embrace, and it's time, my gosh, just before the show, you and I were talking about it's been a year that we've been talking about the new you and using the universal laws probably for 2 years now,
right.
And are we doing it? Are we doing it in a practical, everyday kind of way? And how do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Saint Germain's the perfect guest because he's been on Earth, he knows the challenges, and he can speak to us about that how to, because I think we're back at those basics again about how does this really apply to my life and how do I live it? Not just believe it and not just embrace it, but how do I integrate it into my everyday life?
Exactly. Ah, well, with that in mind, I'm sure St. Germain has a lot to talk to us about. Shall we jump into a violet flame meditation?
Yes, and before we do, can I just mention, when you said meditation, it twigged me. There are a bunch of people through the Tsunami of Love, through the Council of Love, through the Golden Age of Gaia, who are gathering at 9 o'clock every morning, 9 o'clock wherever you live, by the way, and doing the Tsunami of Love meditation, jumping into the waves and allowing that energy to just wash through you, clear you, integrate you, ground you, lift you up, whatever and wherever you are. So if you'd like to join them, we'd love to have you. So that's 9 o'clock, Tsunami of Love. Okay.
Perfect.
Away we
Excellent.
Go.
Okay.
So, come back and relax into your chair, into your bed, into the floor, into your car seat, your office chair, wherever you are. Just feel yourself letting go of the day and the week that lies ahead and your to-do list, that busyness that seems to occupy so much of our lives. Just set it aside as you decide and you choose to take this time for yourself, for your sacred self, for your sweet, beloved self. Because, my friends, you are glorious. So feel all your energy coming down into your heart, down from the heart of one, and up through Mother Gaia, through the soles of your feet, and joining in your heart. And the heart is the anchor and the place of expansion for the new you, for the Nova being, however you think of this ascended person. And feel your bright tri-flame of the blue diamond of the Divine Mother. And the pink flame of your divinity. The canary diamond of the Divine Father. And feel them intertwining at the base and burning brightly, beautifully within your heart. And feel that expansion way past your rib cage, your shoulders, your chair, your room, your house, your building. Feel how large, how enormous your heart really is. And anchor here. And while you're remaining anchored, feel yourself pulling up through your high heart, your throat, your third eye, up to your crown, to that place where the violet flame burns brightly. Feel your crown, that soft spot on the baby's head, your fontanelle, open up like the aperture of a camera, wider and wider, until it's the size of a dinner plate, and then wider to the size of an umbrella. And feel not only coming down from the heart of Mother, Father, One, but Saint Germain, our beloved brother and master of the violet flame, igniting the violet flame on your crown. Feel it. As if you're a Roman candle ignited for the 4th of July and about to explode throughout the universe. Breathe in violet, the woodland violets. The scent of honey. That blue-purple of iris, delphinium. Breathe it in and bring it up to your crown now. Now take that violet flame and feel it in your third eye, replicating, not moving, but replicating and bilocating your third eye, your fourth eye, between your brows, your throat, your clavicle, your thymus, your heart, your beautiful halion. Bring it into your connection to your star brothers and sisters, and into your golden hara, your solar plexus, and your umbilical, your sacral. Bring the violet into the orange, into your pubic, into your root. And breathe it in. And feel the flame as you exhale. Now put your palms up and feel it in the center of the palms of your hands. This is the gift that Saint Germain has given you years ago and gives you again this day. Feel the heat. Now feel it spurting out the tips of each of your fingertips and thumbs. This is the energy of transformation. It is the energy of the I Am and your I Am. Now bring your hands and put them on your heart. And anchor and re-anchor that violet flame deep within you, deep within the walls of your being. And so we begin. Greetings, I am Saint Germain.
Welcome.
And welcome to you. Welcome to you, my beloved friend. And to each and every one of you. my beloved family, family of my heart and family of my soul, family of my core and of my being. Yes, I am keeper of the violet flame and keeper of the I Am. Just as you, each and every one of you, are keepers, stewards, nurturers, caretakers of your I Am. And yes, my beloved friends, it is incumbent upon you, as it has always been, incumbent upon me, incumbent upon all, to nurture, to grow, to foster, and to build, to align your I Am with the I Am, with the One, with the All, with the Godhead, with the Source, with the Universe, however you think of it, it matters not. There are many traditions, a million ways, a thousand paths, and only one. And what is the path? What is the pathway to the I Am? What is the pathway to the transformation? And it does not matter whether you call it shift or ascension or tsunami. These are gifts and pathways. But you are the one that is making the choices and walking that pathway. And the pathway is love. Many of you have called out to me, as I have been calling out to you, to speak with you this day, hoping for news. But I also ask you the same way a friend would ask you, in quiet conversation, what is the news of you, my beloved? What is the news that you bring me this day? How have you grown? How have you changed? Have you embraced this transformation and all the gifts that have been given thee? Are you working with my violet flame? Yes, on a daily basis. Do you call and work with me? Do you play with me? Do you travel with me? Or do you simply wait for me? Because, my beloved friends, the time of waiting has come and gone. I am a being of action. I always have been. Yes, there are times to stand back and be the observer. And that has the action of being the observer. But it is also a time of movement, of stepping forward in action, in proaction, like never before. Yes, I have walked the earth. No, not the earth that you know this day. That is truth. For the earth and Gaia that you are upon in this moment is very different than the Gaia that I tread, but in many ways not. Because the human heart, the brilliant soul, is still present. And you, dear hearts, have the advantage that the human heart, the heart consciousness, has increased a millionfold since the time I walked. And you say to me, well, Saint Germain, I certainly don't see it. And then I say to you, well, open your eyes. Open your eyes and look in the mirror. You are the courageous ones. You are the ones far ahead of me who have said, I will never return to Earth. You have said, I will return and I will be this agent of transformation. And I will affect the changes upon Gaia and within humanity. And I will do it right now. When I was guided to discover new worlds, both literally and figuratively, whether it was a cave in the Himalayas or a continent to the west, do you really think that I waited? No. Did I plan? Did I assess so that I would be well equipped, that I would not be lost, or that I would not freeze to death? Of course, I took the practical precautions as much as I could because I was traveling into the unknown. So there was only so much as human being that I could prepare for or know. But I trusted my guidance. I trusted the mother. I trusted my colleagues, Serapis Day and Kathumi, Dwakul. And we journeyed. We journeyed knowing not exactly what we would find, but knowing that there was treasure to be discovered. And I am not referring to money or RVs or any of that. I am talking about the treasure chest of our spirit, of our very soul, and what we as human beings were capable of doing in form by first discovering that treasure, by unearthing it, exploring it, using it, and then going forward to share the knowledge. Each of you has this treasure chest within you. It is not a matter of waiting, my friends. It is a matter of doing absolutely everything you can in what you may think of as the interim, but what we call the unfoldment of the mother's plan. And it doesn't happen without you, because you are the key elements. It is not done with you or without you. It is done in sacred partnership, in sacred union. It is not a question of either or. It is not a question of duality. It is a question of sacred union. I know many of the doubts and fears that each of you experience, because I have faced them myself. But never do you cry or ask for help that it is not given. And I mean this very up close and personally. It is given to you by myself. Every day, I have asked you to come and sit in my violet flame, in the flame of transmutation and transformation, so that the outmoded ideas, beliefs, false paradigms simply are eliminated. I have begged you to use my torch. And you do, for a few days, or when you feel in complete desperation. But you don't do it every day. Now, I could take that personally. But I will not. But what I am suggesting to you is you have been given so many tools, and yet you are not using them consistently. Not all of you. And in many ways, this message that I speak this morning or this night, depending on where you are, it is for humanity. It is not merely for the light worker who dedicates themselves morning, noon, and night to this work. I speak this day to humanity, and I call out to the collective. You are very good at using what you think of as human tools. But the human tools are the violet flame and the blue flame of Michael and the mother's gift of clarity and Gabrielle's bubbles of joy. We always hear you saying, I am not happy. I do not feel like I am content. I do not feel like I am in joy. And then you just sit there. Stop it. Use what you have at hand and use them to transform your very existence and by that the existence of others, because you are also in sacred union with everything upon your planet. Dare I say, forget the company of heaven and your star brothers and sisters and focus on your planet? Because this company, this is your family. Stop forgetting that. Cherish each other. Of course we are in attendance. You can't even budge us. But dear heart, please, let us get serious now. And if you remember serious, and most of you do, it is the planet of play. It is the planet of whales and dolphins and migration of wolves and dogs and joy. It is funny that the human race has taken this very word in English and made it something the exact opposite of what it is intended to be. So look at that and see the truth of it. Allow the dolphins to play with you. Embrace the hummingbird and the butterfly. Embrace the homeless person lying in the street inebriated, because, dear heart, it is probably me. Now, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, well, thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us on the air this morning, and welcome. And it's interesting that you say that, because I've thought of it myself. I have a
Well, some of us are working through judgment issues, and it just occurs to me that when we see someone that we might otherwise have judgment about, it's a really nice exercise to look at them as the divine. What if an ascended master has come into this person and given us an opportunity to act in the way that we say that we do, walking the talk, so to speak. So anyway, thank you for speaking to that. If I may,
yes.
I'd like to find out, what is behind your statement that you will never return to Earth? I just have visions of sitting in a tavern with you and enjoying pints of ale, so surely your Earth experiences were enjoyable, no?
They were the best and the worst. Yes. Let us be practical. There is probably little else in the universe more fun than being human. And yes, we have sat and drank wine and beer and broke bread and mead and talked long into the night. Now, I contradict myself because I say I will never return to Earth. But you know, I am also one of those beings that tends to speak emphatically. I notice it always gets people's attention. But I have no immediate plan to return to Earth, not in a normal way, let me put it that way, because it was a long, arduous journey to this place of enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
of oneness, of what mm-hmm. you call ascended master, in which I always tend to call myself the keeper rather than the master, because still it astonishes me. The reason I talk about not returning to Earth at this time is the pain. Now, you have referred to it, dear Susie. You collectively are being offered expanded consciousness. And again, I say it does not matter how you use these terms, because many of them are interchangeable. But you are multi-interdimensional expanded beings. You are already there, like Gaia. You have already started up that ascension ladder. But in that is the knowing, if you choose to key in, and once you are in expanded consciousness, it is truly automatic anyway, but you are in that place where you are aware of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you are aware of the joy, but you are also aware of what, shall we say, remains to be done.
Yes.
You are aware of the despair. You are aware of the mother who cries at night because she cannot feed her children. You are aware of the slaughter that is going on in Iraq. You are aware of the rape and pillaging that goes on in Somalia. You are aware. Now, the purpose of being aware is to use the violet flame and transform those situations. And it is more rapid, more instantaneous than any of you are assuming. but it still involves being the observer and the witness. And as soon as you are the observer and the witness in that expanded awareness, that consciousness, that heart consciousness, then you must do something. It is beyond choice. But before you even take that instantaneous transmission, you do feel it. And frankly, I have had enormous joy being in form. But I have also witnessed such brutality. And in some instances, brutality that I witnessed very close and up to my face. I don't want to do that again. And I don't want to do it until I am assured that the collective, as one, has completed this jump that you are in the middle of. And then send me an invitation to the tavern. We'll talk.
In the middle of this jump, okay. So I have to say, you have to realize that most of the questions that we have right now would have to do with timing. And those questions have already been asked and answered. So I think we're looking for something that we haven't heard before. In terms of what to look forward to, we've been given a lot, and I understand that it's all, you know, personal and internal work. But these shows get to the same people, the same beloved people who are doing the work, and I understand the tsunami is affecting everyone around us. I'm just wondering what it's going to take to be able to experience the new world as we've been creating it.
First of all, that is one of the reasons why I have said that I am speaking to the collective this day.
Right.
And yes, it is rather sad that this message only goes to a few thousand. And there are times, just like yourself, sweet angel, that we all feel that we are a voice crying in the wilderness. But is it better to not speak at all? No.
No.
Because the vibration of what is spoken travels around your planet and into the hearts of every being. Yes, we do have the power to do that. Now you say, what can I see? I would be thrilled and honored if each of you who are listening, either right now or later, would take a moment with me and think of yourselves as you were, as you thought you were, ready for liftoff in December 2012. Go and take that snapshot. Now look at yourself today.
Oh, no kidding.
What can you see? You are not the same beings.
Not at all.
And if you are not the same beings, then the collective is not the same. You can't change one element, one atom, one subatomic particle, and not change the whole collective. But you say, well, Saint Germain, there is more war, there is more mayhem. So what can we look at? That is why I'm asking you to step forward in action. What you are doing, despite all the chaos, and that is why I'm also asking you to use the violet flame daily.
Okay.
Why are you not torching the heck out of those who resist you? This is a human revolution in its most fundamental meaning. It is not an evolution. It is a quantum leap. It is a jump. It is a shift of such magnitude that has never been known before. But at the same time, I am also asking you to absolutely, and I know that many of you, you say, well, you are singing to the choir. I say, I am speaking to the world. What is it you can do this and every day, whether it is what you think of as minute or global, that begins to shift into Terra Gaia, into Nova Earth? Maybe it is the food you eat. Maybe it is the way you serve your neighbors and send your neighborhood energy, or your state, or your province, or your nation. Maybe it is choosing, and this began, and then it died. Maybe it is choosing to work with a credit union, or a community bank. Excuse me, I choked the channel.
Oh, no.
But maybe it is beginning to build community. Maybe it is choosing to take the leap first into sacred union with yourself and then with others. And you say, well, I haven't met anyone. Well, dear heart, have you entered into sacred union with your plants, with your stones, with your crystals, with the trees, with the sidewalk, with the air, with the sky, with the water? There is so much. When you change the air and water, and remember, I have taught you, take my violet flame and write love in the air, write love in the water, and then send it out. What you are seeing right now is the exhaustion.
Yes.
And it is not just the exhaustion of the light workers. It is the exhaustion of humanity. And that is necessary. Because you have no experience, or little, as a collective, on building the new without it being from the ruins of war. And I speak from experience. That paradigm has need to shift, to simply go away. That you realize that you are building and creating cities of light, one golden violet brick at a time. But you are doing it from the kindness of your heart and the refusal, yes, refusal, to participate in the old. It doesn't work. So why would you support it?
Exactly. I'm just wondering if there's going to be a split. Like, is there a point beyond which the mother will no longer allow the illusion and suffering among the world's people to continue? There are those of us who are doing the work, and frankly, for everyone else, I'm just wondering, you know, all the things that we've been promised and we look forward to, you know, can we look at all these things as temporary, our aches and pains, the changes to our physical bodies, the world situation?
Yes.
I know it's just a matter of trust, but some assurance would be very welcome.
I can give you the assurance, practical, philosophical, etherically, spiritually. But the trust is also the divine quality.
Yes.
That you carry within you.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I referenced setting out for the Himalayas or for North America when I thought India was around the corner. But without the trust within you, you see, we often say to you, trust us. And we have repeatedly said, we are in partnership. Now, it is not a matter of gaining trust, because you who are listening in this very moment, already have this deep trust within you. But can it be expanded? Can it be shared? You have touched on something exceptionally important, dear heart. Think of it this way. It is summer where you live, and soon it will be time for all kinds of delicious berries and fruits. And have you not, each of you, with your mothers or your grandmothers or your aunts, gone berry picking and made far too many jars of jam? And then what do?
Share.
It's so delicious. You share it.
Mm-hmm.
Trust is the same, because your neighbor who was too caught up in their drama or their pain or their laziness, because this is something that we don't talk about, sloth, that they are so caught up in that they didn't go berry picking, or perhaps their mother is dying, perhaps their child is ill. So you bring them the jam, and you both have a great time and a cup of tea. Do this with the trust. Do not simply say, I am trusting. Expand it every day. Trust a little more. Take more risks. Can you imagine? I am asking you to risk even more. But I am. And then share that trust. Give it away, knowing that you have this inexhaustible supply, because that is who you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come. This is the biggest walk of trust in the history of the planet.
Yes.
So we do not underestimate or minimize what it is you are doing. And one of the reasons why there hasn't been such, there are many reasons, but I will speak to it, and hopefully this will put it to rest for the day anyway. Why there hasn't been a huge influx of what you think of as capital and currency. Mm-hmm. Well, there are many reasons, most to do with the human hatred, But also, it is you walking in trust and building that trust and being the most inventive of beings throughout the galaxy on trust. You are creating. I refer you to Enlight Radio that has had virtually operated on a shoestring and a lot of trust and love and commitment and service.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew it was better to be the voice, even in the wilderness, than no voice at all.
Yes, indeed.
Now, is that trust rewarded? Yes. With gold and elixirs and jewels? Yes. But what is the true treasure chest? It is the joy. It is that absolute knowing when you get up in the morning, even when you are exhausted, I am on track and I am doing what I came here to do.
Yes.
Now, are you ready for a little upliftment? Of course you are.
Yes, please.
But don't underestimate what you are creating each and every day. You have gone, each of you, and I am not simply speaking to those of Enlight. I am speaking to all the light workers of the planet. You have gone from touching the hearts of a handful to touching the hearts of millions. The ripple effect is enormous, significant, tangible, measurable. Look at what has been accomplished. Not simply because we have showered you with gifts and tools, but because you have chosen not merely to endure, but to say, I choose not only to trust, but to be happy. Not as a reaction to events or circumstance, but because joy and happiness is my birthright. Freedom cannot be taken from me. Whether I live, die, starve, or am obese, it cannot be taken from me. You ask if there is a split coming.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the mother's gift of the tsunami of love is about.
Oh.
It is her, and it is curious for me to say this, attempting, because what the mother chooses to do, she does.
Right.
But she is trying to do it more gently than drowning the baby.
Oh.
So she is washing you clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to avoid a split.
All right. Well, I know expectation is kind of a tricky thing. And for myself personally, I had probably an expectation that there would be more evidence of the tsunami. I know it's here and I feel it and I experience people around me feeling it and whatever ways, pleasant and unpleasant, ultimately pleasant because it's, you know, clearing to be happy about. But, you know, I guess the trust is the key here, is what I hear you saying, and that anything that's holding it up, aside from things happening in Iraq and around the world, the thing that holds it up is our inability to completely let go and trust in the process?
Yes, to trust in the process. And to go on the way, to be in the flow. And that is why I ask you to step forward, because it is in the action that you are creating. And observing is sometimes the most important action. But there is a building to be done right now.
Mm-hmm.
You are laying the foundation for a very solid new world. And it is a world of beauty and fairness and equality.
Yes.
And you will see it in a very tangible way. But you cannot do it with the ugliness of that pain I was speaking about hidden underneath.
Right.
Because that will simply fester, infect, eat from the inside out. So it has to be cleansed away. Many of you know what it is to fast or to do a cleanse. Well, think of it. Humanity is on a cleanse.
Hmm.
So you know what comes out when you do a cleanse. It is not always pretty, but it is welcome.
Yes.
And it is necessary.
Yes, indeed.
Because from that sense of purity, you can go forward in new patterns of behavior. The mother has said to you ages ago, and I quote her again this day, if it is not of love, if it does not feel like love, if it does not feel that ultimately it will bring you joy, don't do it.
Right. All right. Well, we have a couple of minutes left, and I would ask for a closing comment and also to ask if the second half of the year is really all going to be all that we are hoping for. It seems that we've come so far, and
you have come leagues. You have moved oceans. From our perspective, and I know it is not what counts, but nevertheless, I share it. But from our perspective, you have come through this shifting with stellar marks. You have accepted the shifts, and yes, you are beginning to anchor this in the physical reality. But it is the physical reality, not of the old. And that is important that you all realize this. It is not the physical reality of the old third dimension. You are anchoring it in the fifth and higher.
Mm.
So might I ask each of you to request a transfer? Because what you are doing is you are reaching out and doing your job in the old third.
Oh.
But you aren't seeing your results in the old third. It's
exactly.
Not where you're finding them. So
right.
Position yourself to look for the results in the fifth dimension, in the sixth, in the seventh. And I would be delighted if we could continue this conversation about that and where to look for the tangible results and how to bring them forth in a further conversation.
Yes, indeed. And if I might add that it's interesting you say that, because lately I've been thinking about the changes that I would make to my physical body, and then I got that I've already created that elsewhere.
That is correct.
Waiting for the time for this to fall away. So that's really wonderful to hear.
Yes. Now that world, I will visit.
All right.
And I will visit it with joy. I will join you in the places of gathering, in the cities of light, in the cities of joy,
All right.
The tangible reality of being in form, but without the pain, because there is no room for it.
Right. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so happy to do this.
And so am I. Go with my love and go in peace, dear heart.
All right.
And go with the violet flame torches.
Woo-hoo.
All righty.
Farewell.
Farewell.
SpiritBroadcast.com. Listen to your spirit, within and without.